Imagine living and working somewhere fit for a couple hundred people. Now picture that same space crammed with twice as many people. Madison County, Kentucky jailer Doug Thomas doesn't have to imagine it. He lives it.
I'm doing all that I can with what I have to work with, and which is not a lot, because we're 184-bed facility with almost 400 people.
According to the Madison County Jail Task Force, roughly 80% of the people incarcerated are there on charges that somehow relate to addiction. Judge Executive Reagan Taylor wants to try a different approach.
It didn't take long looking at our statistics that we really didn't have a jail problem, that we had a drug problem.
Taylor says he's looking into expanding the current jail, but he wants the county to also build what he calls a healing center. People whose charges stem from a substance use disorder would be diverted to the treatment facility instead of going to jail. Taylor says a new 800-bed jail would cost about $50 million, and it would still likely be full in about 10 years.
We've got to spend money one way or the other. So do we want to spend money to where we just have to continue spending money and kicking the can down the road, or do we want to spend money to where we have a solution?
The healing center would provide long-term rehabilitation that would help people get back on their feet. Taylor wants it to be more than a basic detox facility. The center would include peer support, life skills, and education or vocational training. Taylor says he wants people to be able to become tax-paying members of their community again.
Everybody deserves a chance. Everybody deserves a second chance.
That's Eric Hudnall from Athens, Ohio. He was prescribed opiate painkillers after a car accident. A growing addiction and a bad influence led to his arrest for breaking into a home. That landed him in front of a prosecutor who gave him that second chance. Hudnall says it's because he was honest and spoke up about his addiction that he was given a chance to turn his life around.
For one, if it wasn't for the prosecutor's office and health recovery services, I'd probably still be, you know, addicted to opiates or even in prison.
Hudnall says he was almost homeless when he entered the treatment program. Now he has a place to live, a steady job, and a car. Like Hudnall, there are a lot of people in the criminal justice system that are incarcerated because the need to feed their addiction led them to a crime other than drug possession. In West Virginia, for example, 43% of people incarcerated in the state's jails required substance abuse treatment of some kind in 2016. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, 1 year of methadone or medically assisted treatment cost about $4,700. That's one-fifth of the cost to incarcerate one person in the Ohio Valley.
Because at the end of incarceration without treatment, we still have the same problem.
That's Warren Circuit Judge Steve Wilson in Kentucky, who's been working in the legal field for about 35 years. He's seen an increase in prosecutors and judges advocating for treatment programs over jail.
Truly a tremendous driving force is the fact that economically it's much better trying to treat people than it is incarcerate people.
Wilson says the criminal justice system is often the first chance someone with substance use disorder has at getting treatment. He says prosecutors and judges need to be patient. They may well see the same offender more than once, and although it can be frustrating, he says they have to try.
I've always been afraid that once we send somebody off to prison, we really have a feeling it's not our problem anymore. We're still paying for them.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.